אמר ביוחנן, הבל היו גיבה מקאי, הבל וסתנדו מקאי. שאין תם מלמה ויוקום, המלמה בייד, שהיו נוסן תחתוב, they were wrestling, and Cain and Hevel had Cain pinned to the ground. Amala, Shneinu Bolam, there are only two people in the world, you and me. Mata Holech V'Omal Abba, what are you going to do? You're going to tell your father? What are you going to tell father? Can't tell him he killed me? You can't. And Yismali of Rachman, Ed Rachman Moin, Miyad Omad Olov Haroko. Says, okay, fine, we'll make up. So we let him go, and Cain turned around and killed Hevel. Mentamon inun amrin tov l'vish lo savi ubish lo yim taloch. Do not do good to an evil man, and evil won't come to you. Now, what does Chazal try and tell us about this story? Sometimes when people talk about someone like Hitler and Marshmallows, he was crazy. Hitler wasn't crazy, he was evil. People don't like to admit there are certain things called evil in this world. There's Tov and there's Ra, and there's evil. And Torah had a very clear view of dealing with evil, out of halachas. We have halacha of Amalek. Tim chazech Amalek. And it seems, the face of it, it's a very cruel halacha. There's halacha Shiva Amim Lo Sechaya Kol Mashal, no one alive. Halacha Bira Nidachas, kill everyone there. Now Medrash tells, the Gemara tells the Gemara in Yuma, that when Shaul got the tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch, kill Amalek, Ayom Shmuel al Shaul, Shmuel told Shaul, Yat Shmuel called diversion. This is what Kadosh Baruch is telling him. Leich v'hikisus Amalek v'chramtem et kol ha'shaloch. Lo tzach mol olav. Have no mercy. Hey, Martin, you'll kill me. Ish ad ish, male, female. Me olo ad yonek, little children. Sure ad set, me gomel ad chamor. Eliminate it entirely. So, Mer says, Mer and Yuma says, Vayavo Shaul el ir Amalek, Vayorev Banocha. Says, he told HaKadosh Baruch, that night, he had a fight with HaKadosh Baruch. He says, listen, the Torah believes in the value of each individual human being. Everyone's important. How can I just go and kill an entire nation? He said, listen, the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch is not moral. Vayorev Banocha, he fought with HaKadosh Baruch. And HaKadosh Baruch who told him, call him a rachim al achzorim, anyone who has achmonis on achzorim, cruel people, the basof in the end, we ma'achzor rachmonim, and be cruel to merciful people. Next day, Shaul goes and he destroys Amalek. But Yisrael says Agag Melech Amalek Chai. And he felt sorry for Agag. Why? Because he lost everything. He lost his people. He lost everything. He felt sorry for him. He didn't kill him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shmuel, says, I made a serious mistake by making Shaul the Melech. And when Shaul confronts Shmuel, Shmuel talks to him and says, Vayishlochecha Hashem Badorech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you in Derech. And you have to kill everyone, and also the sheep and what. Okay, he says, I did. Then what do I hear here? He explains to him why he had to save Agag, and he's going to bring a korban out of the sheep. Vayomer Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Hachevet Hashem Bo'os Hazvachem. Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about korbanos. He cares about Shmuel, because Hashem listening to him. Listening is more important. Your rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like magic and like Avodah Zarah. What's happening here? What's the comparison? What's the follow through of the story? Follow through the story is a little later. Shaul got angry and he killed all the Kohanim in the city of Nov. And that's, he was ma'achse, so he was cruel to the Rachmanim. Many years later, there's a descendant of Agag. What was the descendant of Agag called? Haman. Tried to kill all the Jewish people. If everyone was killed, if Agag was killed the next day, how did he have a descendant? So Chazal tell us. We say it in the tefillah after Kriyas Megillah. But that night, in between Shaul capturing him and Shmuel decapitating him, that night he lived with a woman, got her pregnant, and out of that came Haman. It goes like this. The Torah gives certain commands. We understand some, we don't understand others. All morality in this world, what's good, what's bad, depends. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is good and bad. Our whole morality comes, everything in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, says that Amalek is dangerous and Amalek has to be eliminated. There's no, is it moral, is not moral. That's the way it has to be. And that's what makes it moral. We may not understand why. We may be limited in our Havana of the entirety of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the universe. Vayera v'nochal, what's the issue of magic in Avodah Zarah? We say Eino Milvado. There's nothing in this world besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no other kochos. What does Avodah Zarah do? It tries to deal with other kochos in this world. It says, certainly the sun is under HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'll deal with the sun directly. I'll deal with the moon directly. No. There's only one koch in this world. Everything is just a tool in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Same thing as magic, all dealing with all the forces of the world. And that's what Charles said. The Torah said, there's only one way to deal with the evil of Amalek, eliminated. The Torah says, there's only one way to deal with the evil of Shiva Amamim, eliminated. It's a question, what is moral, what is moral? The Torah defines what's moral, what's not moral. It's a halacha. Tomorrow says, Tov Shivagoyim Harog, B'shas Melchama. A time of war, if there's a nation that's out to destroy Klal Yisrael, and then there's someone who you feel is good in that nation, even that you have to kill. That may not necessarily make sense. Famous story that happened in 1948. Israeli soldiers, then it was a small army, they were going somewhere, they found an Arab woman, and she began crying, and she's Nebuchadnezzar, she's taking care of your son, man. It was a very tear-jerking sort of thing. Please let me go. So they had Rachmanis. The Gemara says, Tov, she will go in her own. Had Rachmanis. The moment they let her go, what did she do? She turned around and ran to some people, informed on these people. Not only were these people killed, as a result, a whole group of other people were killed. The Torah has a very specific ways of dealing with it. Evil has to be dealt with as evil. And when the Gemara said, Kayin was evil, Tav Labish, and the Torah says, dealing with evil has to be dealt with in a strong way. That's because otherwise, Ubish Lo Yimtaloch, because otherwise evil then turns around and comes back in a strengthened and more dangerous way. Now, Vayom Hashem El Kayin, Kodesh Baruch Hu said Kayin, Ei Hevel Ochlicha, Moshu Yipercha Shoyim Ahalach Behem Seplatcha. Someone is going and sees someone killed. And he's standing with a knife full of blood. He says, who killed him? I don't know. Amal Kach Amal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't asking a question. Rashi says, right. Kodesh Baruch Hu was just saying, how could you have done such a thing? There's a world called the Me'ochicha. The Me'ochicha, his descendants and his descendants' descendants. What Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling him, a very simple thing. It is a very convenient way for people to believe in evolution. What does evolution say? What does the Big Bang Theory say? And why do people love to believe it? They love to believe it because if the world happened, the whole thing's an accident. And then everything is a bunch of 1,000 zillion accidents. So the whole world's an accident. There's no sense of moral responsibility. There's no sense of a chayus. Everything is an accident. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of pressed the button and the whole thing then happened by accident, but still everything is an accident. The idea of Bria, the idea why Bresh is important, is very, very simple. The world's not an accident. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned the world, created the world for a purpose. Life has meaning. Life is serious. Life is here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're responsible for everything we do and the consequences for everything we do. We pay a price. It's a whole different way of looking at the world. Adam and Chava didn't happen by accident. They were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, planned for a certain goal. And when they failed, they said, listen, okay, you failed. You have to leave Gan Eden, but this is the way it has to be. You have to conduct yourself in a certain way. And in that context, it's a serious world where you pay prices for everything you do. And the consequences to everything you do, you take a chrayus for all the consequences. HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns. The concept, And the world's not that old. You know these lessons. How in the midst of such a context that you know the consequences, you pay for all consequences. You see how Adam and Chava and Cain and Hevel were punished for eating from the eggs of Das. In this context, how could you have done so? And Mora says, Edrash says, what does Cain answer? There's still a level of humanity in the midst of all of Cain's evil, but still he was communicating directly with the Kodesh Baruch. He said, Kold me'achicha tzolaka me'alayim en adam. Because your brother, you killed, well, you didn't just kill your brother, you killed your brother's children, his grandchildren, his great grandchildren. That's how it's called. You're responsible not only for what you do, but for all the consequences of what you do. V'yato aruloch minu adam, asha potsus as pilo kachos as me'achicha mi'adacha. There's an interesting clause here, we'll get back to it. Kisavros adam lotsa. The earth will not be so receptive to you when you work the earth. And Chazal tell us that's the difference between Cain and Adam. Cain did an avera much more serious than Adam Rishit. But Cain got off much easier. Why? Because Cain was able to confront it and accept it. Once you confront it and accept it, you can be masakin it. If you don't confront it, you don't accept it, you can't be masakin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam Rishon, Ayeka, where are you and what madrega are you? How low have you sunk? What did Adam Rishon blame Chava? What did Chava do? Blame the Nachash. If you don't accept responsibility for something, you can't fix that. Cain accepted responsibility. And what did Cain say? Hen girash to osi hayom ne'al pnei adoma v'panecha asase. He says, what's going to be with me? Girash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him it'll be a novenod. It will not be settled in any place. I have no stability in this world. Nipanecha saser. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, this is the last contact we have. Your madrega is so low, you don't deserve contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Vayu Kamotsu Yargeni. I've done tshuva. I confronted the evil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a little protected. That means Cain was able to confront what he had done, accept responsibility for it, and therefore accept the fact that he's going to massacre what he did. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, because of that. Okay. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed that he'd be safe. Now, what was the clothing to Cain? In many ways, it's an extension of the clothing to Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon says, your panos will come with difficulty. And at that point, panos meant people had to farm, they had to plant, they had to get from the earth. And Cain is told it'll even be worse. Why? Very, very simple. Totally understood that people who are not on a proper madrega, when they have too much leisure time, they're going to destroy themselves. This world is a serious place. Kadosh Baruch Hu created it for purpose, for a goal. Leisure time is meant to be used for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person sinks in a certain madriga and has a tremendous amount of leisure time, then pursues pleasure, pursues this, pursues that. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught, that's what he told other Marishan. Now he's telling Kai, you have too much leisure time. I'm going to make your life very hard. You're going to be so busy working, you won't be able to go off in all these directions that happen as a result of leisure time. And Medrash continues. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemah. Rabbi Yehuda Amah, Niskansu Behema V'chaya V'Oof L'tvo Adomo Shel Heva. All the animals in the world came to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what is the halacha of Rotzeach? He has to be killed. Let us kill him. Omer lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the animals, L'chein ani omer, kol horeg kai ye horeg. Omer Reb Levi, bo nochash ha-karmoni l'tvo dinu shel hevel. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chein ani omer, kol horeg kai ye horeg. The nochash came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, listen, justice in this world. You punished me in a very horrible way. And I didn't do anything like this. The animal said, the halacha says, an animal that kills a human being has to be killed. Why is Cain getting off? Kain didn't have anyone to teach him. That means, but from now on, anyone who commits murder is killed. What does the Medrash say? The Medrash is telling us that two things. The halacha of Ratzicha, Shofech dam ha'odom v'odom domo yishofer, ki v'tzel malukim osas odom. The aveir of Ratzicha is considered the most vile of all aveirs. Ritzicha means, and how does the Torah formulate the Aveir of Ritzicha? Formulates the Aveir of Ritzicha, Shofech dom ha'odom ba'odom domo yishach ki v'tzelem u'kim osa. If I confront another human being, and I murder him, what does that mean? I've denied the fact that he has tzelem u'kim. I view him as a tool for what I want to do. a means to my end, and at this point, as a means to my end, I have to kill him. His Tzelem Elokim is denied. And therefore, he loses his own right to exist. And that is why Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the Bria, that murder cannot be forgiven, murder has to be punished. Murder denies the fact that we are created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Tzelem Elokim. And therefore, really, what are the Pesukim Mishpatim says? Rashi says, Kadosh Baruch Hu will, even if a Beis Din Shel Mat doesn't punish a murderer, Kadosh Baruch Hu arranges that it happens. But the Major says that's only after Cain killed Hevel. Then there was no such thing as murder until then. The full impact of murder, really, there's no human beings around. So it says, Lo hayo mi lilmod. He didn't have someone to teach it to him. There's a brand new thing in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a declaration from here that murder will not be tolerated, it can't be tolerated. And therefore, that's two things happened. And it's telling you an interesting thing. Even before it says, he did tshuva. Yeah. But you can do tshuva for something you can fix. But the Gemara tells us, Ram quotes it, murder is something you can't fix. It's a final act. So all the tshuva in the world, really, is just up to a point. Okay, we'll finish this off on Metz Hashem next week.